This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. President Donald Trump telling CBS News in an interview Wednesday he holds Russian President Vladimir Putin responsible for meddling in the U.S. presidential election. This comes after the White House said it believes Russia is continuing to target the United States with cyber attacks related to upcoming November congressional elections. Trump's spokeswoman, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
We believe that the threat still exists, which is why we are taking steps to prevent it. Again, you wouldn't go through that lengthy process if you weren't.
Earlier in the day, Trump appeared to contradict an assessment by his director of national intelligence. During a cabinet meeting on Wednesday, the president shook his head and said, "Thank you very much, no," when asked if Russia still poses a threat to the United States. Sanders explained that Trump was actually saying no to answering questions and not to the reporter's question itself. The director of national intelligence, Dan Coats, last week said that Russia and other countries are continuing to target American businesses, the government, and other institutions. On Wednesday, a federal judge ordered accused Russian agent Maria Butina jailed until her trial. U.S. prosecutors argued she has ties to Russian intelligence and poses a serious flight risk. Butina's attorney, Robert Driscoll, has said she is not a Russian agent and poses no flight risk after she was arrested on Sunday without warning.
We remain confident she'll prevail in this case. She's not an agent of the Russian government, the Russian Federation. She's innocent of the charges brought against her. Most importantly, she's a young student seeking to make her way in America.
Butina has been accused of working with a high-powered Russian official and two unidentified U.S. citizens trying to infiltrate a pro-gun rights organization in the United States and influence the United States' foreign policy toward Russia. This is VOA News. Car makers, suppliers, and dealers will be on Capitol Hill in Washington Thursday as President Trump gets ready for a new trade fight, tariffs on imported cars and car parts. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president says tariffs could help American workers. He meets next week with leaders of the European Union.
And we have tremendous retribution, which we don't want to use, but we have tremendous powers.
The president is focusing on the biggest big-ticket item.
Cars is the big one. And you know what we're talking about with respect to cars and tariffs on cars.
Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander says tariffs raise car prices.
More expensive cars mean fewer people in the United States buy those cars, and fewer people overseas buy those cars, the cars that we make.
General Motors warns increased import tariffs could lead to a smaller General Motors. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A Nigerian police official says authorities have arrested 22 Boko Haram extremist leaders and fighters. Those arrested are said to be responsible for the mass kidnapping of schoolgirls in Chibok and more than 50 suicide bombings. The Borno State Police Commissioner says police seized the coordinators of suicide bombings in Borno and the coordinator and participants in the Chibok abductions in 2014. Deputy Commissioner of Police Abba Kayari said the men confessed to more attacks.
They also confessed to attacks on Bama, Goza, Mubi, and other towns. But as per the Chibok girls, it's 8 of them that confessed in front of the Chibok girls operation.
Boko Haram has killed more than 20,000 people during its 9-year insurgency. Dozens of the Chibok schoolgirls have been freed, but more than 100 have never returned. Flights resume between Ethiopia and Eritrea for the first time in 2 decades, sealing a stunning reconciliation between the once warring nations. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
Celebrations on board this Ethiopian Airlines plane as it made history on Wednesday by becoming the first commercial flight from Ethiopia to Eritrea in 20 years. The flight cements peace efforts between the once warring nations a week after they ended their military standoff. Families separated from loved ones since the start of a brutal border war sat next to dignitaries as they prepared to land in the Eritrean capital of Asmara.
Since Ethiopia and Eritrea create peace, we have come here. I have come here to look for my grand family, and I have a business in Addis, so I'm planning to open sister company in Asmara as well.
That was Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting. The two flights were the result of a peace push by the new Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. And we have more stories on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.